When we master the ability to combine logic and intuition, we can start to create our lives by design instead of default.
There is a big trend brewing that's revolutionizing the way business is being done. Big companies like Netflix, Amazon, and Apple are jumping on this too, but so are thousands of others in all kinds of markets like photography and calligraphy, fitness, finance, meal planning, lesson planning, dog training, and so many more. And they're doing it by shifting to a recurring revenue model. Hi, my name is Stu McLaren, and for more than a decade, I've been helping tens of thousands of entrepreneurs generate recurring revenue through membership sites. Join our host, Shelly Varela, as she takes you behind the scenes to see how these companies are building a thriving tribe that spends with them every single month. Now let's get to today's episode.
Lisa Kay, welcome to the It's a Tribe Thing podcast. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Our pre-conversation before we pressed record on this was epic. Honest to goodness, I could talk to you for hours. You are definitely one of the most interesting people I've ever spoken with. So I want to get into your membership site, what you're doing, how you're helping people. But I'm hoping you can introduce yourself to our listeners by telling us who you are, who you serve, and how you got to be the person that you are today.
Oh, sure. Okay. Well, this is what I usually tell people because they always want to know, how are you doing that now? I started out as a scientist and an engineer. I have a degree in psychobiology and a degree in electrical engineering. And part of that was because I'm very, very curious. I am a perpetual student. I just want to know how everything works. And I've always been that way. And that's why I love science. I want to know, how does the world work? Because if I knew how the world works, then I can live a better life. And science was cool. So I learned all the sciences that I could. I focused on psychobiology because I wanted to know how the mind works. And then I went into technology and I did software development. I led teams of software developers for years. And then basically I became a stay-at-home mom and there was a bit of an economic downturn. And so it gave me a break. And I decided I still want to know how things work, and I wanted to study and learn about the things that science didn't teach, and that was things like intuition. And I always thought, wow, if I could be so intuitive, because if you're really intuitive, you could do things like, you know, Richard Branson and Steve Jobs. They always say that's how they got, you know, that's what they do to make their business decisions. They use their intuition. Well, what is that? And so I started to study the science of intuition, which there was some, but not a whole lot. And then I thought, you know, let me be open and study all the other aspects of intuition in terms of metaphysics and what people would consider, you know, psychic skills and so on. And then I started to realize, oh, you know what they're talking about? They're actually talking about a part of your brain, because of my psychobiology, that has the same function and features as what they're talking about as when people have intuitive experiences. And then I started to put all the pieces together between my background in science and engineering, and then what I was learning about intuition development and how to make it happen when you want. I started to see, wow, okay, so now I see what they're talking about. They're talking about the right side of the brain, how that works. And then I decided, well, let me see if I can do it myself, because I never considered myself intuitive at all. And lo and behold, I was able to do it to the point where it saved my life. And after that, I realized, wow, you know, this is really an asset. This thing, you can use this so-called gift, but it's something we all have in our brains to make amazing decisions, to hopefully not have to save your life, but if you need to save your life, maybe make big decisions in terms of your career or relationships or whatever it might be, just so that you can move forward in life faster and, you know, reach the goals that you want. And so then I started to teach people. And that's kind of how it began. I started to teach people in person. I taught people online and I loved it. So that's how I got into teaching about it. And so now I teach people how to trust their intuition so they can make life and business decisions.
I find this, I don't even know where to start. This is so fascinating. So it's almost like, you know, there's like left brain, right brain people. Some people say logical or creative. I happen to say roots and wings. But it's so interesting that you almost hacked your own process by using your own process.
did. Uh-huh.
So
I had to.
What was that like to have the ability to bridge between those people that are creative and those people that are logical? Because you're sort of literally sitting in the middle of that intersection. So you can basically help people on both sides of it.
Well, that's a good question, because one of the problems with intuition is it's people don't really know what it is. And people say, well, I just had a feeling, or I just knew. And how do you learn to just know or have that feeling? And for me, I have to make everything very concrete and very stepwise and logical. You know, they would say things like, well, you have to go into your heart. And you have to kind of sense, or, you know, go with that gut, you know, and I didn't know what that, you know, and if you go into the more metaphysical world, they would say, well, you have to connect, feel the energy. I didn't know what that was. So when I started to understand what they meant by it, because I would do it through putting pieces together, trying things, trial and error, experimentation, and I started to figure out, oh, these are kind of the steps that they're doing. I developed a technique, I call it the intuition on-demand technique, because it makes your intuition happen when you want and on what you want, and get you more detailed information from your intuition. It worked. And it not only did it work for me, because I have to be very sequential and stepwise and, you know, have that recipe, it worked again and again and again. And then I started to show other people how to do it, and it worked for them. And that was really cool. I have people who come to a lecture that I give and then write me back and say, oh, I tried your technique on the way home in the subway, and I was able to predict exactly the minute that my train was going to pull into my home station. And it was like, whoa, cool. It works.
That's incredible. So you, it's incredible. Electrical engineer, psychobiology, a PhD in metaphysical sciences. And it's so counterintuitive to me as I'm listening to you, because you need concrete evidence, but you're teaching about intuition. And I just find that dichotomy so incredibly fascinating, that you've hacked the ability to actually learn something that people perceive as, you know, very woo or very intangible. But you're like, no, it actually is like this. And it is somewhat, you know, predictable and creatable.
It is. And well, people talk about it all the time. People talk about, well, you know, like I said, I named, you know, some people like Steve Jobs and Richard Branson and you know, even Einstein and so on and so forth. You hear about them saying they have to rely on this intuition, this, you know, this inner voice, and it's helped them so much. So I think people in general tend to agree there is something that we have, that gut feel, that inner, no, I just know, instinct. And, but, you know, because it's so intangible, people, you know, they don't really know what to do with it. But I always say, look, if you can figure out, I figured out how to make it happen and how to use it. So when I want, as a tool, and if it keeps happening, it keeps working for you, then it really doesn't matter exactly what it is. All right. So maybe, yeah, it's like, maybe it's a bunch of experience, or maybe it's an understanding that you had in your brain, but you didn't know it was there, or maybe it's coming from somewhere else. I'm open to everything. You know, maybe it's coming from that, you know, the universal knowledge. That's okay. But look, if it works time and time again for you and other people, then great. Let's use it. Let's do it.
You've taken this incredible body of knowledge that you have and have turned this into a business, that you now have a membership site where you teach and support people in this way. What was that process for you? Because you have this education, and now you've created something that literally didn't exist before. What was that process for you like in using your own intuition to go, no, you know what, I'm going to create a membership site, and it's going to look like this. And, you know, what does that look like as you're in it and as you're transitioning to building that business? Because there are many listeners out there that will be sort of in kind of the same space, that are thinking about, you know, maybe having a membership site, or, you know, what should I do? You know, would you be able to give them any tips about what that feels like to know that you're on the right track?
Well, they're kind of like, I'm coming up with a couple answers to that question. Okay. The first thing is, as far as a business is concerned, because I did want to do something, some sort of business. And the best thing to do, if you're going to pick something, is pick something that you love, because you're going to be doing it a lot. And I love intuition. I love what I do. But I kind of get tired of saying the word intuition sometimes because you do it a lot. So that's number one. And number two, you know, as far as a membership site goes, I'll just tell you how I got to the membership site and how it's working for me and why I love it. I started teaching, teaching what I love. And I started to, first I did it in person and I did weekend workshops and people had a blast and they loved that, but it was a high priced item. Then I moved it online to try to get a bigger audience and same thing, people would come in, but it was, I launched it and it was hard because it is I just give all this knowledge in one big lump and it is a higher priced item. And it was hard for people to get over that. And it's also, you know, the 6-week drip course. So I found it was difficult to maintain that as a business. But what I did notice was from my weekend workshops, people would come in, they would love it, and then they wanted more and they wanted to continue. And one of the things we do, and this is part of the way you learn, is you have to practice. And, you know, you learn a little something and then you practice or you do homework and learn a little something and you practice. And so that's how the workshops were set up. And people loved the practice. They loved the exercises. So they wanted to continue. And so I said, okay, well, you know, I'll set up like, you know, Facebook group and we'll do it there. And I also tried to do it in person, but people had a tough time showing up in person because, you know, people have busy lives. Mm-hmm. So I decided, well, let me just leave it online. And I set it up so we could do what I call the intuition development circle, which is just practicing. And we'd meet once a month and we practice. And I just put it up on my website and I didn't push it. I didn't do anything with it. And somebody bought it one day. I was like, oh, I guess I have to do it now. So then I invited some other people in my Facebook group to join this. And it was for a price. And so I had like 6 people. And then I thought, okay, well, let's see how, you know, how these things go. They sign up and then they disappear after a couple of months. Well, they stayed. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're still here. And they were having fun. We were having fun.
So many people in all kinds of niche markets are leveraging their existing knowledge and influence, and they're transforming it into passive monthly income. This isn't luck. This is a repeatable formula for producing a growing subscription income. And if thousands of others can do it, you can too. To find out what type of membership site would be right for your business, visit gettribeguide.com. Go to gettribeguide.com and download it today. You're awesome.
So that's when I discovered Tribe, because just happens that synchronistically that Stu was doing his launch. I thought, you know, that's what I need to do. So, because this is working, this is the only thing that seems to be working without me pushing it. I took Tribe, learned how to do a membership site, implemented almost everything that Stu had recommended and taught, and then I launched it. And that was a year ago. I did a big launch. And since then, the membership has grown to over 60 people. Every launch gets bigger and bigger. And people love it and they stay. I've had people in there for over a year now because I did a founders launch, a beta launch, and those people are still there. And what I love about a membership site and what is wonderful about doing membership is that, you know, certainly if you do what Stu says, is you put in the success path, people now see, oh, that's how I go from where I am today to mastery. And that's where I want to be. And so they see where they can go. And then they go in there into the membership and I give them a little something to learn. And then I work with them. And unlike a course where you go in the course and you learn everything in a weekend and then you leave and then you forget what you learned and your teacher's not there, in the subscription, in the membership, I'm still there. So, and I call my membership the circle. And so in circle, we do monthly exercises and I do mini classes and we learn a little bit and then I get to work with people. So I get you past your blocks. I get you to move forward by showing you where you're making mistakes. And when you have an issue, I can solve it for you. And students make progress. And that's the wonderful thing about a membership, is that, you know, this ongoing subscription where they're still there, they have you to help you. And that's what my students love. Anytime they have a question, I answer it. I give them tips on things at the moment that, you know, usually a group of them are having problems with, and then we address that, and then they can develop. And then what happens is they get results, and it's exciting. It's like magic. Wow, I have the magic now.
Well, it's got to be really rewarding, and for them having the ability to lock arms with you on an ongoing basis. You know, it's true what Stu always says, people come for the content, but they stay for the community, and developing those relationships and that trust, and, you know, knowing that somebody like you is going to be available to them.
Well, that's huge. And I'll tell you one other thing, because, you know, I, as you could see, I'm, you know, science, but I'm also, you know, in this intuition thing, which is a little woo-woo, as we call it. But I straddle the two, because I try to make everything, you know, make logical sense. And that attracts a certain kind of person. And those people don't always want other people to know that they're really interested in learning how to develop their intuition, because other people can think they're crazy. So now they have an opportunity to join a community where nobody else has to know, because it's all online, right? And there are other people like them, and nobody's going to make fun of them. They're like minds, and we have students, you know, they help each other. They're all very, I'm very blessed, because I attract wonderful people, and they're very kind. And we get to develop our intuition. They get to develop together, and, you know, it's wonderful. And the community is huge. The community is one of the reasons why they love and why they stay.
That's incredible. What has been the biggest benefit that you've seen somebody experience as a result of joining and staying with you on this journey through the membership site?
I think it changes their outlook on life and on themselves. And it makes them feel like, wow, it makes them, here's this buzzword, empowered. You know, it's like, wow, I can do this. Wade is one of my students that I had who, you know, he'd been through a hard life, and he really felt it was the end of his life. He's on disability and has, you know, has health issues and so on. And he just thought, well, you know, this is it. This is where it's going to end. But he was curious about this intuition thing, and he started study with me, and he started to realize, oh, I do have it, and it works. And it started to work for him. Mm. And he said it was thrilling. And through that, he was able to see what he discovered his passion in life. He discovered what he really wanted to do in life. And now he feels like his life has completely changed, and he's going out and he's started a business. He wants to go out and help people. He wants to heal them, you know, through things that he's been through and how he's been able to, you know, get better. And that's really the best thing. You know, I've had people too who... another student who said, you know, I grew up in a world where people thought, well, oh, you're, you know, that's witchcraft or that's crazy stuff, you know, but she felt she was very intuitive, and she wanted to express that part of herself, but she always kept it hidden. She always pushed it down. And then when she discovered Circle, and then she got to develop it, then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, it's like a superpower. It's this asset. So she has so much confidence. She feels like she can face anything, make decisions with tremendous confidence, and things will always work out for her. Always. She said it was life-changing. So to me, that's like, oh my gosh, that's what it's about.
I can't imagine how rewarding that must be, to be able to watch your people grow in that way. Last question. So if there were people listening right now, which there are, who, I hear this a lot, they're trying to pursue something, and they're forcing it, and they're following what they quote unquote should do. I've also seen a number of times when people will just say, you know, well, you know, I'm doing this thing over here that I love, but they don't ever consider that maybe that's their thing. What advice would you give for people who are either struggling to or having trouble listening to that inner voice that would guide them on the path to the thing that they love?
Oh, that's a good question. The first thing that comes to mind is to be open, and that I think what holds people back is they believe, oh, I can't do this. I don't have it. That's a gift, or I can't hear it, or I can't access my inner guide, my intuition. That's for other people. And we all have it, and everybody has it. It's just a matter of trusting, or not, I don't want to say trust, just accepting that, yes, I can do this. And our intuition, our inner guidance, and also our own passions, if people want to choose, you know, where should I go? What should I do? It's talking to you all the time. And, you know, the way it does it is it does it in things that you're drawn to. Do you find you're always doing the same thing? You know, I help people find their dream job, and the way we do it is we'll have an interview and I'll realize, well, you're always doing the same thing. You always like to organize parties. So this woman became an event planner. You always like to get things in order and help other people. And, you know, so, you know, they became an assistant to, you know, an executive assistant. And, you know, they're things that we're drawn to. And that's your intuition talking to you. There's a language of it. And it's not going to tell you, oh, you have to be a doctor because that's your thing. It's going to be these nudges. And it's there. And everybody has it. It's just that you drown it out with your doubts and with your thinking mind and your ego.
And it's true, right? Anything that has never been done before was once dreamt up and innovated. And you can make a business and a membership site out of literally almost everything.
Everything. So, and you just have to have patience. You know, I think that's the biggest thing I learned over these years. You know, why is it working for me? Because you got to be in it for the long game and have patience. And then you will start to hear, you'll start to see, oh, this is working. This feels better. Let me lean into that.
I love it.
It works.
If people are looking for you, my dear friend, online, where is the best place they can find you?
Oh, go to my website. It's my initials, lmk88.com.
Lmk88.com. Amazing. Lisa Kay, thank you so much for your time. You are a gem.
Oh, thanks for having me. It was fun.
I hope you love that story. It's amazing, right? That's what It's a Tribe Thing is all about. So many people in all kinds of niche markets are leveraging their existing knowledge and influence, and they're transforming it into passive monthly income. Listen, this isn't luck. There's a repeatable formula for producing a growing subscription income. And each week, we're going behind the scenes to show you exactly how they did it. Get the latest stories and actionable ideas from each episode at www.itsatribething.com. And if you know one other person who could benefit from this, tell them to subscribe. Tell them to go to itsatribething.com.